I've also started seeing adaptogens in like mainstream. I've started seeing it in a lot of websites like media and hearing people say it more often. Mm-hmm. Like, are you hearing it too? Well, or is it just me?
Apparently one is maca, and I have heard about maca a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been seeing that a lot, and I'm sure I've been seeing it, and maybe just the term adaptogens is somewhat new to me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's probably the reason why. We're looking at a Greatest article right now, greatest.com, and they did a quick definition of what adaptogens are. Medicinal plants believed to help the body respond more effectively to both physical and biological stressors.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. While you are at it, hopefully you can bookmark the addictedtofitnesspodcast.com website, which is where you can find all the great information from all of our shows. And hopefully you're also leaving us a review in that iTunes or Apple Podcast app, because that is where we're getting some great feedback. And it also helps ensure that our podcast stays visible and is getting shown to other people. And we definitely want to share the love here as we move forward. So please go ahead and do those two things. And if you're feeling chatty, by all means, connect with us on social media. All of our links are always in our show notes so that you can find exactly what we're up to.
That's right. And we were doing a little something different for this week's episode.
Changing it up.
Yeah, we're changing up the format. You know, normally we go into our training recap, but we're going to flip-flop stuff because we have a couple special beverages that we're holding on to right now. So we're about to chat over some lattes.
But yeah, this is our morning, our early morning podcasting. We're recording this like before the sun even comes up. I think they call that O Dark 100.
Oh, right? Yeah. Is that what they call it?
That's what I call it.
We're holding on to some special lattes, as we said. These are not your average lattes because they're made with shrooms. Right?
I know. And we're just going to say it right now, get it over with. It's not coffee, guys. We're not drinking coffee. Nick is going to try something that is not coffee. I repeat.
My body is going to wonder what's going on. So
it's like, what are you doing to me?
But these are we said they're mushroom. It is mushrooms, but if you haven't been to it yet, drinking mushrooms or like mushroom beverages are becoming pretty popular nowadays.
Yes, and I think that they're being made a lot more popular because some of the people in the health and fitness community, some of the influential, maybe not like mainstream, but definitely influencers, are starting to really lean on these kinds of drinks that incorporate mushrooms, which definitely took us back when we first started seeing it pop up, because some of the people that we really respect were also raving about how important this was and how great it was. We had to look into it more, and we looked into a specific brand for our taste just because they had a great selection. They had a great reputation. So we're giving them a shot for this first round, but you can obviously find these mushrooms and items elsewhere. So the brand that we're wearing is Four Sigmatic. Yep. And we've got two different drinks. Mm-hmm. Nick, what are you holding in your hand?
A matcha latte. Actually, hold on. Let me look. I got the. It's a mushroom matcha drink mix with lion's mane and ginger.
It sounds delightful.
Yeah. And I know you've been drinking this for some time. I think we actually mentioned it on the podcast before. So I guess it's a blend of both matcha and mushrooms.
Yes. And if you're new to matcha, I mean, it's been around so long. And of course, typical fashion, it made its way kind of into the mainstream of, I feel like, America a little bit slower. Matcha is a Japanese beverage. It's the whole leaf of green tea. So if you are a green tea lover, you are probably going to really enjoy matcha. But instead of using the extracted flavor and everything from the leaf by soaking it, they actually dry the entire green tea leaf and then they grind it up. And it makes this beautiful, like, fine green powder that you mix and you turn it into a latte just simply by adding milk to it. But it's the whole ingredient. So we're big fans of whole foods. So I finally decided I was going to get onto the matcha bandwagon and give it a shot because I actually really do like green tea. I've drank green tea for most of my life. And it has as much, if not more, caffeine than coffee. So since I only still get one cup a day of coffee, I decided to give it a whirl. So this one with the lion's mane is meant to kind of like stimulate your brain activity and further kind of improve your overall like thinking and brain response. So I decided that was something I needed in my life since I usually drink my matcha in the morning and it helps me think and keep my brain moving.
Yeah, and they have the this matcha is paired with lion's mane.
They do have others.
Mushrooms, but yeah, there are others. And I'm just trying to see if we can
find actually, I don't know if they have a different matcha. I think lion's mane is what they have. There, you can get matcha tea elsewhere with no mushrooms in it at all. So
I'm going to take my first sip.
Thoughts?
Not too bad.
It's not coffee. That's what he's saying in his head right now. It's not coffee. It's not coffee.
It's very, you know, very light taste. You know, it's not anything strong like coffee.
Yeah.
So it's very... very interesting. It's not, and it's not anything like a... Like I said, it doesn't have a strong flavor. So, I mean, it doesn't have an odd flavor, which is good. So, if you're into just something a little bit less potent than coffee, I'd say it's could definitely be an option for you.
Yeah, and like I said before, if you're a tea drinker, like I would say that in order to enjoy and really appreciate a matcha latte, you would need to, or matcha in general, you would need to enjoy tea because it's exactly what you would think a green tea latte would taste like. I mean, it's not a tea. It's because you're not soaking leaves, but it tastes like green tea, just stronger. So what you do, we actually have a little video that we'll put on our stories, and we'll also post it, just, you know, obviously link to it somehow in our show notes. I think we can actually put it right in our show notes. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, I think they're using it in food a lot now too, now that about it. Matcha.
Yeah. You see it a lot more nowadays.
Yeah, you can use it in a lot of different capacities. But it is green tea. You mix the powder with water. And if you just drank that, it's like a flavor that is very strong green tea.
I'm definitely getting the aftertaste of green tea right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little stuffy this morning, unfortunately, but I definitely can taste it now, the aftertaste about being green tea. So I wanted to, as you you hit it right on the head for the lion's mane. So you said this is a cognitive enhancer. So in addition to having caffeine, which is shown to help, performance and things like that.
The matcha does, not...
Yeah, no, the matcha has caffeine. Yes, yeah. That I was referring to this whole...
The whole beverage.
Yes, it has caffeine and lion's mane, which helps with the brain and nervous system. So, yeah, this would definitely be an alternative to anybody who, I don't know why, would have to find something else other than a morning coffee.
Because not everybody likes coffee. Gosh. That's true. Not everybody's a coffee person.
So what are you drinking on? Why don't you tell me what you got?
So I have the very popular and extremely Instagrammable golden latte, which is a turmeric latte. So what Four Sigmatic has, they have their golden latte mushroom mix, and that's what I'm drinking. They come in these wonderful little pre-measured packets, and they call it the Beautify with shiitake and turmeric. That's like the additional benefit is they have turmeric has loads of health benefits. We've talked about just its anti-inflammatory powers in the past. And I mean, it's been used for thousands of years as a medicinal herb. And they've found a lot of additional health benefits, I think, over the years.
Right.
And this incorporates the shiitake, which I don't think is like the shiitake. I think it's a different shiitake mushroom than what you eat like in your food. But yeah, it's meant to like beautify, and it's very, very rejuvenating for your skin and your organs. Because as we said before, turmeric is anti-inflammatory. Yep. And then what is shiitake? Do we know what shiitake does?
I don't know. We're trying to find the shroom. We're on the Four Sigmatic site right now, and we're looking for...
And actually, the Golden Latte is brand spanking new for Four Sigmatic. They just released this, as well as, a chai latte one. They call it Unlock Your Inner Beauty, or they say that it unlocks your inner beauty. Let's see, what does shiitake do? It's been used for centuries to support full body well-being. A mushroom that they said that they use it to get our glow on. The Four Sigmatic people are quite funny, incredibly passionate about mushrooms and what they do. So if you're at all curious about mushrooms in general as sort of like the health aspects of it, then check them out, because they actually have an entire mushroom library. You don't have to buy their products in order to learn more about what they are passionate about. They share the information very freely. So you can head over, we'll put a link in our show notes to the mushroom library specifically, so you can learn more about the specific ones, and it'll give you some more info.
Another thing that's in your latte is, and I don't know if you can taste it, but apparently there's a pinch of black pepper in there. And the reason that it's in there is because
it aids in absorption.
It helps with, especially with turmeric.
Yeah.
And there's actually the main kind of antioxidant. Oh, you're tasting it now?
That is delightful. This is non-caffeinated, by the way. So if you are looking for a caffeinated, you're going to have to find a different, you're going to find a different beverage, because obviously, turmeric's not caffeinated.
Uh-huh. So, as we're looking on some of the main antioxidant or the main ingredient in turmeric that makes it anti-inflammatory, gives it its antioxidant properties, is curcumin. And curcumin is more absorbed into your bloodstream with the addition of black pepper. So these the Four Sigmatic people are doing their research to find out about why they have add a little black pepper.
So I actually know this. So the two latest beverages are actually both Ayurvedic. So turmeric used with black pepper, that's actually a very ancient combination used in Ayurveda. So that is what those two new products are for them. They're like their two new Ayurveda centric or friendly products. And one of the people that I follow, because I'm very interested in Ayurveda, was talking about these and how she was so excited that there's now like Ayurvedic recipes and products coming on the market. So that is like ashwagandha is another one that's really, really popular in Ayurveda. And they talk about, they actually have like an adaptogen product mix on the Four Sigmatic website that you can get into.
Right.
And that has ashwagandha in it. It's like a very, very main herb or substance adaptogen in Ayurveda.
Right. And you keep on bringing up that word. And I think because we were talking about this beforehand, and I don't think we defined it yet, but adaptogens. What are adaptogens? Because the four sigmatic people, they also, this is kind of, their beverages contain a lot of adaptogens also.
Well, and have you, I don't know if it's just me because I have been like really studying more into Ayurveda recently, but I've also started seeing adaptogens in like mainstream. I've started seeing it in a lot of websites like media and hearing people say it more often. Mm-hmm. Like, are you hearing it too?
Well,
or is it just me?
Apparently one is maca, and I have heard about maca a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been seeing that a lot, and I'm sure I've been seeing it, and maybe just the term adaptogens is somewhat new to me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's probably the reason why. We're looking at a Greatest article right now, greatest.com, and they did a quick definition of what adaptogens are. Medicinal plants believed to help the body respond more effectively to both physical and biological stressors.
Yes, and usually this comes with kind of a not a warning, but like a disclaimer when you hear adaptogens used as far as a recommendation. They usually say, unless you're like a pretty healthy person and you don't have a great deal of allergies, adaptogens, because they are plant-based and you consume them via like food, you could have a sensitivity to them. So they usually say to consult your doctor to make sure that you're cleared to use an adaptogen. So I'm just going to throw that out there because we like to give you as much information about them as possible. And I have consistently seen that mentioned in anything that talks about adaptogens. So I think it's just it's a good rule of thumb. I think we've always talked about being smart but also consulting the professionals. So before you like jump on the adaptogen bandwagon, like if you have any health concerns, if you have any questions, definitely raise them to your doctor. I think even for doctors, adaptogens are going to be relatively new because they're just kind of coming out into mainstream. But these have been used, like I said. Ayurveda is like the oldest form of like mind, body, and health science. It's what like other medicines, ancient medicines were based off of. So the adaptogens that they've used, like the ashwagandha and what are some other ones that I'm trying to think of really quick? Because they're starting to appear a lot more in beverages. I think, what's that? Some of them have been used by like cultures for a really long time. So maca is one of them that you talked about. Uh-huh. What's the one that comes from a flower? It's like these saffron. I think saffron is actually considered an adaptogen as well. It's meant to be a mood booster. So there's definitely like words these are things you would understand. That one's ashwagandha. We'll include this because they have like a bunch of different recipes that have these adaptogens in it. So if you are interested or you've already been drinking adaptogens and you're looking for some good recipes, this website actually had a bunch, I think 21 different adaptogen drinks. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting idea and it's an interesting topic. How we're looking to more natural forms of basically they're herbs. I mean, let's be honest, that's what they are. They're herbs.
Mushrooms too. Like, I mean, that's we're adaptogens are the herbs, and there are a couple here on the Four Sigmatic website, which I'm going to give them a shot. I'm going to give them a shot for pronunciation right here.
Oh,
they're
going
to be brutal. Rhodiola, thank you.
Eleuthero, I think. Eleuthero.
And Shisandra.
Sounds right.
Nice.
I don't know. This is, you're talking like clearly these are not words that we know how to pronounce.
These aren't just ones guessing. We're familiar with. But we're, it's interesting, like you said, this has been used for a long, long time, ancient medicinal, kind of, practices. But also, you know, me, I love, the most recent research and more, what they consider the golden standard.
Science.
Which is clinical trials and double blind and placebos and things like that. So we just found a 2010, journal article. From the pharmaceutical, the journal Pharmaceuticals, and they talked about studying the effect of adaptogens. Studies on animals and isolated neural cells have revealed that adaptogens exhibit neuroprotective, anti-fatigue, antidepressive, I don't know how.
Another word that we can't pronunciate.
Okay, I'll say pass. And nootropic and central nervous system stimulating activity.
So basically, it's good for your central nervous system, even like on when we're talking like a molecular level, adaptogens have a positive effect.
Well, yeah. And then when you're paired with the mushrooms, because the mushrooms also have beneficial effects for different types of things. I know I've taken cordyceps mushrooms before in a supplement almost as a pre-workout. And it was only a small type of, I guess, small trial, quote unquote, for me, but I really thought it worked really well.
Yeah. And cordyceps is a more like, performance, like you hear it a lot more in like the fitness world because it's really about fitness performance, physical performance, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Yeah, so cordyceps is an adaptogen, also an adaptogen. How about that? So I guess probably some of the mushrooms double as adaptogens.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they're mood enhancers, and they also have, you know, the physical impacts. But another one that I did get a item that has it. It's a hot chocolate mix with reishi. Reishi, I think, is another really popular mushroom you're starting to hear a lot more. Uh-huh. And it's like the chill out mushroom. Uh-huh. So it's supposed to relieve and reduce stress and encourage sleep. So they actually recommend having it like more towards the evening or whenever you would need to fall asleep. So I got their hot cocoa mix, and it's one thing I will say, and I don't know if I gave a full review of my turmeric latte, it tastes like what I would imagine a turmeric latte to taste like, but it is slightly sweetened. So I'm just looking at the ingredients here, and they do use a little bit of organic coconut palm. Organic coconut palm sugar. So there is a tiny bit. In one packet, there's a gram of sugar in here. The matcha does not have sugar, so we will not say that. There's no sweetener. This is like pure, nice quality matcha. Mm-hmm. You can find some real crap matcha on the market. This is pure matcha. Mine has a little bit of sweetener. Some of their mixes, like the little packets, do have a little bit of sugar. Their mushroom, hot chocolate, I think, has a teeny bit of sugar, and it's a really nice if you're looking to kick like a sweet tooth habit, but like something kind of soothing and comforting after dinner, like I do. That's what I'm trying to use it as, to get me off of the sugar, and it's very, very slight sugar. But the reishi is really popular. Back to my main point, it's really popular.
I don't think I'm going to replace my coffee, but the beautiful thing about this is I can replace my second coffee, my afternoon coffee or something like that, or have this, like you said, if it had the reishi, I could have it before bed or something like that. So,
yeah.
And looking at this one, I'm looking at now with the cordyceps in with the coffee mix, you can have the best of both worlds, apparently.
Yeah. And the only reason that I didn't order this for you was because they're probably most popular product, this is for Sigmatic specifically, is their mushroom coffee.
Yeah.
And the thing that's different is that instead of it being like a bean or a roast that you then like basically steep in order to get your coffee. It's a packet.
Yeah, I would just mix it in with water, hot water. So.
So I'm interested to try it. So if you're up for it, we'll try it and we can do like a later product review. Mm-hmm. But that is kind of the reason that I didn't jump on it, because I know you're a bit of a purist when it comes to your coffee. And I didn't want to even go down that road without your buy-in. Right.
But it looks like they also do have coffee beans. How about that? This is the stuff that you brew. They have the mushroom coffee mix with lion's mane chaga mushrooms in it. So not the ones with the cordyceps mushrooms, which is one you really, if you want to get up and go. But we also know that the lion's mane is the cognitive enhancer. And the chaga, I can't remember what chaga was. But that's interesting because, see, look, boom, put it in the French press.
Yep.
That's good.
I will do that one.
You know what it is? I could have maybe this, make some of this for the afternoon, because in the morning I'm going to drink some hemp coffee.
Yes, indeed. I mean, going back to something that has some additional health benefits beyond just the coffee itself.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we're going to be loaded for bear if we have hemp coffee in the morning and then mushroom coffee in the afternoon, or I will be. I'll just be going crazy.
We sound like
coffee addicts.
Yeah, yes. Like we might have a slight issue.
It's because we are. Okay. So yeah, if you guys want to try the hemp coffee that we love, the hempcoffeeexchange.com, hempcoffeeexchange.com. You guys can go there, check out their website. They have a really great, great product, and it tastes awesome. It's not just the additional medicinal benefits of hemp. It also tastes ridiculously awesome.
It's the only black coffee that I can drink. Mm-hmm. With the hemp hearts. I will give my recommendation, get the hemp hearts.
Yes.
Because it is like creamy, but I can drink that coffee black. It's amazing.
Yeah, they really have some good stuff. And also they have a little part of their website called The Exchange where they recommend some products that they use themselves, and you can shop that. So in addition to buying their products, their coffee, you can check out those products. But if you do buy their coffee, use the exclusive promo code ATF to get 20% off. So that's a little recommendation. Talked a lot about coffee this episode, which is weird for us, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so out of the norm.
We never do that.
But, I mean, as far as, like, if you're looking on the coffee replacement side, I think the munch is not a bad alternative.
No. And like I said, in addition, like I said, if you don't maybe want to cut down.
Do you want to try like holding up the drink? He's like, here you go, cheers.
Yeah, we didn't cheer. So.
You try that. Try the turmeric latte.
The golden latte, right?
Yep. Before we sign off and bid you adieu. It's got that little bit of turmeric spice, but it's not like a punch in the face like turmeric. And the little tiny bit of sweetness, as somebody who's new to turmeric lattes, I feel like this would be a really good intro product. But you can taste a little bite of black pepper, like at least I feel like I can.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not spicy. It's just like a little kick.
Right. No, that's those are delightful. All right, so we're going to wrap it up today. I know normally we do our training recap and all that stuff, but trust me, guys, we'll save it for next time. We'll be back next week and give you guys all the info we need.
I will say that I've actually been doing more training.
Oh, I know.
And
that's why
super exciting.
I'm very. We're gonna save that for next time. So you're gonna tell us all about all the training you've been doing.
Hopefully, I keep it up.
Oh, you're gonna keep it up. Trust me. Don't worry. All right, so this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Cheers.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Our animals are killing us.
Our animals are brutal.